Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview for you. We interviewed Hallelujah Hailu. Sorry, it's actually pronounced Hailu. So Hallelujah Hailu, she is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, poet, activist, and she also used to be a CJSF radio host back in the day. And she's going to talk about it in her interview. All right, and we'll also talk about whatever's happening around town. But yeah, let's get to some of her music. We'll play a couple of her songs and then we'll hit that interview. And we'll get on with the show. All right, so yes, forgive me for saying, pronouncing her name incorrectly. So here's Hallelujah, not Hailu. Hallelujah, Hailu on CJSF.
emotion I can't control. Hard for me to open up more. Girl, you got me twisted in your love. I'm pulling you tugging. We're playing tug of war. Baby, I know I did wrong for leading you on. That's why I'm blown up before life.
Ooh. I listen to your mix, I guess like the boys. Homies, homebodies, always wanna go home. Dopamine, dopamine, wish I could glow. Goosebumps and lookouts, abandoning our posts.
That was Breakfast featuring Frederick Banto from her album Greetings and Salutations. All right, now let's get to her interview that we did back in May.
I'm Halle Hailu, singer-songwriter extraordinaire and cartoon character who changes their hair a lot.
Amazing. Okay, and you used to be a CJSF programmer?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. I ran a show for 2 years called Vibe Check. We were Fridays or Tuesdays, I believe.
Okay, and you said we, so did you do it with somebody?
Yeah, I was a part of the ACIP music production program that Burnaby Schools ran, and as a work experience project, me and my friends, who, I wonder if it was me and Lisa, who goes by the name Sahadi and has moved to Toronto and also does music, and we ran the show for a while and did the Zoom interview thing when COVID came.
Awesome. All right, and you're a musician. When did you start playing music?
I started singing when I was pretty young, like when I was 6 or 7 in choirs. First instrument I learned, I think I was about 10 or 11. I started playing alto sax in band, and I kept playing in high school, and I picked up guitar when I was 14. Because I wanted to start a band, but I didn't start a band for a long time because I was too nervous to ask people to join.
Yeah, and now you do
and have... And now I do have a band.
Yeah, exactly. So pick a song and tell me about it.
Ooh, that's a good question, actually. I've been writing a lot. I have some new music coming out next month. So I'll spoil the surprise of a song coming out called Useless. It was one of the last songs I finished before I moved out to Nelson for school. And it was a song that started off as a breakup song, which I think is a little bit too common of a theme in my writing. And it became this thing of, I wrote it with Quinn Pickering, who's an amazing artist who also lives in New Westminster. I came to him and I was like, I have this song. Basically, some dude made me super angry. We didn't go out, but he kept telling all his friends we were going out, and it made me feel super pissed off and angry. And the more we kind of started writing it and fleshing it out, it wasn't a breakup song. It was my kind of frustration that a man had sat around and told me, like, you're a musician, and, like, they were also a musician, but if I'm not around, if you don't have another man supporting your music career, that's, you're not going to be successful. And that's kind of what we discovered the song was through the writing process. It has a bunch of weird production, and it's pretty different from what I've done, and definitely tangented, and said so much about it. You're gonna love it when it does eventually come out.
Yes, and I love the interview you did with the CBC, and it was about racism in your, as it was your high school at the time. Yeah, so do you know if they still have police still wearing the uniforms? Do you know if anything changed?
From what I understand, the Vancouver School Board took away the police liaison officers and then immediately reinstated them because a couple people complained about it. And I have my 10 cents about why I don't think that was a good idea. Burnaby Schools never got rid of them. But what they did is, after my complaints, they did a very funny, silly thing. They were like, okay, somebody complained that public high schools have an issue with racism. Surprise, shocker. And they started an investigation, a process, because there's so much bureaucracy when it deals with school boards and stuff like that. And I've been out of high school for a couple of years now. I ran to a school board member who, they'd finished the first part of it, which was a poll. A poll! They asked everybody, is there a problem in what you're experiencing? I get it was the first step, and I was like, really don't think it needed to take that long. And they're still working very slowly towards some sort of solution, I guess. It's not my ideal, because it's like I'm fully a grown adult now, and I was in high school and everything happened. It's like, how many other people are going to graduate high school with that active change in policy?
We'll see what happens. All right, and I noticed you've been traveling all over the place. Yes.
Yeah, I am playing some shows with So Far Sounds in the next couple weeks, and me and my band, I don't know how much we're supposed to say about it because the lineup hasn't come out, but we're playing Music Waste Festival, which I'm super excited about. And we have our first real show back on June 16th with some of my favorite local band, Soy Joy, who are absolutely amazing. My friend Anna Hendry will be opening up for us, and Jack. It's going to be great and so much fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Hailu, for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Spent too long on the X-Ball line just for you to be late and whine. Keep her dying, my washing for Jason Dean. Gloomy disposition, got new hair, new piercings, and you don't know how to act around me. Thank you.
that was Useless on CJSF 90.1 FM. And the sound mixer was Quinn Pickering, and we're going to play his song right now. Here's Supernova.
Stars in your eyes last night, floating around us. We were caught in the stardust, it seems. It was just the flicker of the bathroom light, the glow from the cityscape. I've never seen the Milky Way so green. Down from the bakery, same small room that you laid with me. Maybe the light from the hall's all I'll ever be.
So Quinn Pickering, he's been on CJSF before, and if you want to check out the video on YouTube, you can just search for Quinn Pickering CJSF Studio 6 live session.
Won't sleep.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Well, I write all the songs. This album, well, I just came out with an album, Baby Blue, and most of the ones we're playing today, the two that we just played, are from the album.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
We were probably playing Vancouver, like, local pubs for, like, a year or so, maybe 6 months before the release.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
I knew you.
All right, that was Grapefruit by Quinn Pickering. And yeah, let's get to a break and let's find out what's happening around town after this.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
Yeah, I love Jen LaFranc's show. Every time I come to work, I'll turn on that radio, and I love to hear her voice and all her song choices. They're so soothing to start the day. All right, let's see what's happening around town. All right, tomorrow at 5 p.m., we have the Zen Yasai Beer Garden at the Nikkei Museum and Cultural Center. And they got some summertime house music and high-tech soul vibes, dancing with the DJs. Yeah. And then you get to also enjoy some Japanese culture. You get to enjoy some beer, sake, and festival food. Awesome. All right. So let's play some of the songs. Some of the DJs that's going to be playing there. And Rennie Foster is one of them. And he's got some really cool vibes. This one's called Zaspuna from his album Chaos Magic.